to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I welcome you to Keeping It Real on Purpose. It's a podcast for all around women where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and your business to help you live your life purposefully. I'm your host, Edna White, your life purpose coach. And today, I'd love to introduce to my audience, because audience, you know, we always have exciting people on, and these guests really get us excited about business, right? I'd love to introduce today's guest, and I thought I'd do something different today. I thought maybe our guest, who is a business professional woman, would just chime in, and I'm not even going to say her name. I'm going to let her say her name this time. Don't you give it away to the audience. So I'm introducing.
Hi, Edna, and everybody who's listening. I'm Christine. I was born Christine and barefoot, but I became Dr. Christine Sauer, and I'm known with my business name, Doc Christine, which is the name of my website, docchristine.com. My story is like many people's story, ups and downs. I reached a ripe old age of 60 by now, which makes me a young adult. I was born and raised in Germany in a middle-class family, grew up with the expectation to become a doctor, and did. And was fortunate to be able to fulfill those parental expectations. You know how it is.
So, oh, yeah.
Married a fellow medical student who then became a doctor, miserable, I won't say the B word, and had children with that man. It was a marriage filled with emotional abuse and mental illness on his side and my side, because okay. I always had a tendency to depression.
Right.
And had episodes where I really struggled with feeling sad and down in the dumps and just not being able to do my everyday work.
Okay.
But hey, I lived for my work, so I worked workaholic, 16-hour days,
Whoa. Whatever,
100 patients a day. I loved my patients. I loved helping people. I still do. So at one point, my back said, that's enough, and gave out on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up in the hospital for 4 weeks learning to walk again.
Wow.
With slip discs. So that threw me down. But being a fighter, I fought back and did a rehab program, got back to work part-time. Second disc slipped. It wasn't supposed to be. And at that time, I gave up. I mm-hmm. fell into a real deep depression. And then I realized, shit, what do I have besides work? Really nothing. If I don't work, I have no purpose. And I got even more depressed. Because as Viktor Frankl, one of my favorite people of all times, I was fortunate to hear him while he was still alive as a medical student in Ulm. He's an amazing person. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he describes very eloquently how important meaning is. And you as a purpose coach know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I struggled with that, and I had two teenage boys, and then my ex-husband decided to commit suicide on top of it all.
Oh.
So I decided, I sold everything, and my ex and I already had started the immigration process to Canada at that time,
mm-hmm.
because he didn't want our kids to have to serve at the then compulsory German army. So we ended up here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada in 1997, the two boys and me.
Mm-hmm.
I was very isolated, lonely. I spoke English, not as well as I do now. And my sons went to school here in Halifax, and I fell into an even deeper hole.
Wow.
And I couldn't get out anymore, so bad that I attempted to commit suicide. I didn't. I ended up driving myself to the mental hospital and staying here for 4 weeks, which is a very long time for a Canadian mental hospital. I think only because I tried to kill myself in there again. So they realized I needed some help. I got some help. I got better. I got into group therapy. It helped. I thought I knew what I wanted. Well, I struggled back and forth. I met my current husband about a year later, a very good person. And we're still together after 23 years. And I still struggled. And after mm-hmm. 10 years, something happened to me. I mean, I gained weight from the medications and all the lifestyle. I'm an emotional eater. I like to eat.
Right.
So I ate. And I was 315 pounds, which at 5'9" didn't look good.
Uh-huh.
I huffed and puffed. I couldn't fit in an airplane seat. A chair with armrests was a hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I said to myself, this is not the life I want to live for the rest of my life.
Right. Okay. So I want to stop you right there, Christine, because you have given us so much in so little time. Okay. So I want to keep you right there. Those All words right. you just said. Now, thank you for the introduction of your life, you know, your life and your challenges. And what 7 things that really stuck out to me from your story, and audience, I want you to take note of this, that Dr. Christine said. Number 1, don't complain. Because I didn't hear her say one time that she complained during all of this, these challenges, obstacles in her life. Number 2, she faced them head on. Number 3, she stayed positive. Even though she was in a state of depression, she still got out of it, you know. Number 4, she was realistic in what she was doing. She was everything that Dr. Christine said, very realistic, even the B word. You know, 5, don't try to outdo anything, you know, just go with the flow. 6, emotional side. She delved into her emotional side. That's what's important. Listen to that, guys. And 7, she broke it all down in just those 5 minutes that Dr. Christine was talking. She broke down everything in small pieces. Okay, so I want to, now that you said all of that, and I welcome you to this Keeping It Real podcast, Dr. Christine, I want to ask you, how right now do you show up to the world? How do you show up?
I sparkle.
Ooh!
I'm full of energy, full of purpose and passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the life that I wish on everybody.
Right.
Now, do I have bad days sometimes? Yes, of course.
Of course.
I mean, life is not just a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Life has challenges. But as you said, it's a matter of how you face them.
Yes.
And there's always a way out.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And if there isn't, well, you can always do something about that.
Yeah. You can always do something.
As Mr. Heike said, if you can't change where you are, the circumstances, you can always change your attitude.
Yes,
about those circumstances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what is the name of your business and what is your role in your business?
Well, I founded DocChristine.com, which is a company I founded to help people, especially women struggling with sad moods, depression, anxiety, to overcome those challenges, grow beyond their circumstances, and become the people they truly already are inside, but maybe not realize.
Right, not realize it. Right. And we know that during this whole pandemic, that's a very you know, good place to start, because that alone, the anxiety, depression was part of, or it probably still is, the obstacles during this stay at home and, you know, keep away from people in the Zoom era. Can we talk about that? Like, you know, what
absolutely.
You present?
And I think it is much worse here in Canada than it is in the US, because the restrictions in Canada are way worse. We are so regulated.
Really?
And I talk to people that are vaccinated or not vaccinated, and the division in the population is unreal. And the unvaccinated, the poor people, they are blamed for all bad things
yeah.
in life. It's not right. And yes, it is very hard for people to distinguish between what's real and what isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a pandemic going around, but what exactly is dangerous?
Yeah.
What is dangerous? Is it safe to wear a mask, or are masks just a face diaper you have to wear to satisfy the government?
Yeah, face diaper.
yeah. What do you mean? I personally think, I mean, look back 2 or 3 years ago, if you had gone in a grocery store with the mask on, you would be arrested.
What?
You would have been as somebody that wanted to rob.
Oh,
the store.
Right, to rob the store, right? I completely forgot about that. That's a good
right.
point.
We forget about the life before COVID,
right?
And there was such things, and there was a flu all the time, and
absolutely.
There were thousands of people
yeah.
that died every year from the flu.
Absolutely,
nobody said a thing about it.
Right, and I revert back to that every time I hear that. As like, you know, do you remember when we had the flu? You know.
Yeah, and what about other infectious diseases?
Yeah.
What about malaria
yeah.
that kills a child
exactly.
every 5 minutes?
Yep.
What about diarrheal diseases that
mm-hmm.
kill way more people worldwide than COVID ever did?
Right.
Not a word.
Nope.
So it is very upsetting for people to try to stay within reason, do what makes sense, and not... And within the rules that the government sets, so you don't end up in jail.
Or, right.
I don't know what they're still inventing to do to you if you
right.
don't follow the rules.
I don't think there
is
anything.
It is
just threats.
It's extremely upsetting sometimes to think about
mm-hmm.
what's really going on. I've never experienced that in my lifetime.
Right.
I'm going on 60.
Right.
Growing up in Germany, I learned a lot about the Nazis. Now, I don't want to compare COVID with the Nazis, but
mm-hmm.
I see certain parallels and I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, of course.
But yes, I'm fully vaccinated. But I think it should be a personal choice and not a mandate.
Absolutely.
People should lose their job over it like they
Absolutely.
Do currently.
Absolutely.
And here we lay doctors off and nurses that we urgently need in our healthcare system.
Mm-hmm. And that's silly. Yeah. That's silly
absolutely.
Altogether.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's upsetting. And that helplessness, and you know, helplessness causes depression.
Yes.
The Helpless Helpers is a classic book. I deal a lot with people that are struggling with that reality of
mm-hmm.
the new normal, whatever that's going to be.
Right. If it even is a thing, you know?
Well, there is certainly something different about
yeah.
these times. It's interesting. It will be very interesting when you look back 100 years from now.
Right. Exactly.
You
exactly.
won't be there for to see that. I
right.
would love to be...
A fly on the wall, right?
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly. So I don't know how it's going to end, but I'm
mm-hmm.
gravely concerned.
Right. And that brings about the anxiety that you coach people through,
you
help people through, and
yeah, so
help
in my
them
business,
overcome.
What I do, I developed my own 7-step process to help somebody that's starting at the bottom or in the middle to go towards being a little bit more like the sparkling, purposeful, energetic self they can be and want to be. And I help them around all 5 areas of brain and mental health, which
mm-hmm.
are, of course, the physical side, the supplements, health, lab tests, nutrition, exercise, all that is crucially important.
Right.
Then, of
yeah.
course, the mental part, the thought processes in your head, the spiritual part, people need a connection to something bigger than themselves, the relationship part, because people struggle in relationships. And then if I can, the financial part, to help them at least get a job, keep a job, start their own business, connect them with somebody that can help them do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds about the whole person. You know, you're talking about the whole person. And that's good.
That's something that I really found is very important, especially for people that struggle with their mental health. They need a whole person approach. You can't just work on one part. The other parts get neglected. They won't get completely healthy.
And no.
In my upcoming TED Talk, I'm talking in February on the TED Talk, I will be explaining the gap in depression therapy and how to hopefully bridge it one day.
Mm-hmm. And it really is, you know, I'm in the industry of housing and helping the homeless and real estate mm-hmm. within my area. And you're bringing up a great point, because I always say the piece that is missing is that we don't realize their hopelessness. And their hopelessness needs to be addressed before you can give them an address. You know, the hopelessness goes right along with them. So you can solve like problems. Like you said, you can solve one problem if you want to address one part, but you cannot address one part without addressing all the parts, which is important.
You're so right, Edna. And I've been with homeless people in one hospital ward
mm-hmm.
because they often end up in a mental hospital because right. of their mental illness, their addictions, and sometimes just to house them somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And I found in my time there, to my big surprise, they are just as regular, normal people as everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. And we misconstrue that. We misconstrue that. Yeah. I say to when I was, and I started this company for about 4 years. And so I was saying to them, the data that I've collected, I'm talking to lawyers, I'm talking to RNs, you know, people who used to be doctors or dentists, you know, a distance, you know, all these great titles and went to school, everything. The trauma that happened in their lives was depression. Like, say someone got a divorce, then because of the divorce, they lost their home. And they were living in the street. They had no one, you know. And that brought on depression that they couldn't climb out of.
Right.
And that created the hopelessness and thus the mental illness that never was there before. So you're spiraling down, and it could be you just that quick second. You know what I'm saying? And
it
could be any of us. It's correct.
And I don't know if you know, it's a wonderful lady. You might want her on your podcast too, Andina Lichtman. She founded a charity.
Mm-hmm.
She called it Knock Knock Give a Sock to help our neighbors.
That's great.
Neighbors, homeless people that live on the street. Right. She calls them our neighbors. And they are.
Okay.
And she wrote children's books. She's a lovely person.
Really?
She's okay. In New York.
Yeah, you have to share that information. And I'd love to have a conversation with her about the hopelessness. And as you talk about it, when did you decide to take your expertise from working in the hospital to doing your own business?
Well, the way it evolved is, since I was in Canada and I had my current husband, when I decided to do something about my life, yes, I took the LMCC 1 and 2 to be a physician in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but it was already too late. I was too long out of practice. I would have to do a complete new residency.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't do that. My back at that time was still too bad.
Right.
So I searched for something I could do that would not involve that. And stupid me, I thought, oh, well, just become a coach.
Right.
So I put that up there. I'm a coach now. Come on and I'll help you. Hey, all right, that doesn't work. We know that. So I fell flat on my face. And like any good child that falls back down when they struggle, I tried to be my own best friend and my own good parent, like everybody should do, and mm-hmm. said to myself, hey, you fell on your butt, now get up and try again.
Right.
So I tried again and reinvented myself a few times until then I found something that really fulfilled my passion and connected well with my story. Okay. And that's what I'm doing currently.
Mm-hmm.
And my motto and what I always say is, if you are stuck in a dark place, right, don't give up. There's a light at the tunnel for you too. And it's not a freight train.
No.
Because my depressed clients always say, yeah, it's a freight train. No, it's not.
It's not. I think Dr. Phil calls those words exaggerated.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Phil,
exaggerated.
One of my favorite philosophies I always use for myself when I try to be right around my husband. I said to myself, remember, Dr. Phil, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
One of my other favorite words that he says is, you want to be right or you want to be happy. You know, and right, that's it, you know.
I tell that to myself all the time, hopefully before I say something to my husband. Because I used to be a terrible right fighter, and mm-hmm, most of the time I am right. That's a bad thing about
Most of the time you are right, right. I get it,
Even if we are right, we don't have to say it. Uh-huh. That's the hard part,
uh-huh,
isn't it?
Uh-huh, you got that right.
Keep your mouth shut. It's not necessary. That's hard for me sometimes. I say too much.
Yeah, keeping your mouth shut is a task. Like pulling your tongue out and biting down on it just to make sure that you're not saying.
I sometimes push my lips together in my mind and say, stop it. Wait now, stop it. You had enough. You said enough.
You did enough. That's it. So this part is really great. Just getting to know your business. I know that a lot of women are going to, you know, really lean into that, especially those who are in Canada. Audience, remember, she's in Canada, and I think she does online, so I think she's everywhere. She can be everywhere.
Yeah, my business is completely online now.
Yes.
And I like it actually that way. I have very few local clients. I still do them. I do house calls. I'm one of the few doctors that does house calls.
Right.
It's too funny to not laugh about it. And in Germany, doctors still do, as far as I know. We were in Germany. We always did house call.
Mm-hmm.
Family doctors, which is usual there.
Yeah.
But I work all over the world. US is one of my biggest areas where I work. And everybody that wants to connect with me is welcome to go on my newest website, which is sparklesisters.org. It's easy to write, easy to remember. And it's awesome. You become the member of a growing community of women who want to go from being sad and down in the dumps to truly sparkle and live their best lives. And that will be a growing platform that has free online sharing sessions where women can exchange their wisdom with others and not just learn from some experts that often are more stupid. They are.
Yeah. Yeah, and to give space. That's always good to have a space. And it's called sparklesisters.org?
Yes.
Okay, audience, you heard that. Sparklesisters.org. Look her up, join the community, and have something to say.
Free, of course. And join us. You learn a little bit about me, and you have a chance to tell everybody about you and your challenges and what makes you sparkle and your journey.
Great. So the last part is of this segment, I would like to ask you, what was one of the challenges you had with your business, and how did you overcome it?
Well, the biggest challenge in my business is that at the beginning, like many beginning business people, I thought, well, I know it all, so I can be everything for everybody.
Oh, wow. Say it again.
Yes. I'm a health coach. I can help everybody. Mm-hmm. That means nobody. I learned that very fast and went bankrupt in my first attempt on business. It strictly didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I started to focus on mental health and since then, the business has been growing because it connects with my story and I really do it well. I still help people around their whole person, but it's easier to connect with a certain person that is like yourself maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. That's, you know, that information, I'm so glad you said that because I do get clients that want to save. I call, like, I think you said it too, help coaches, H-E-L-P, just want to help everybody, you know, and you help no one. And I said, well, how's that? Another Dr. Phil, you know, saying, how's that working for you?
Yes, I like that. I ask it myself all the time when I try something new. I said, how's that working for
you? So, you know, they try, you know, they ask, like, you can't help everyone. I know your heart is full, but you end up helping no one because no one knows what you're doing. You know, nobody understands who you're focused on, you know. And that's really important that you said that. I thank you for that. Very important.
And because in an online world, people look for specific things.
Yes.
And not for somebody that's everything to everybody. Nobody looks, oh, I need a health coach.
Yeah.
Sorry. You may be just what that person needs.
Yeah.
But it's important that they find you.
Right.
At least see some of your content.
Right.
See you speaking on video, ideally,
right,
or on a podcast like Edna's. Then they say, yeah, I like this person. Let's have a look who that is.
Yeah.
And that's where the connection starts.
It does. It does. And it's all about connection. It's also about, you know, we have to, in this field, in health and wellness, being a doctor, you know, anything like that, trust is so important, right?
Yeah.
And
trust is always important.
Yeah.
Because we have to trust our friends.
Yeah.
And online, it's even harder because people don't know, who is that? Is that another scam?
Yeah, right, right. And it's also important to know that when you were telling your story, you put your story out there and you said, I worked, not somebody else worked. I didn't give it to somebody else to do, but you said, I worked. And it's important too that we work on ourselves because we can't tell somebody to do something that we're either not doing or have not done. Can you talk about that?
That is a very important part, Edna. Very important sentence that you just said. We have to do our work. We can't delegate our health, our personal growth to other people, not our doctor, not our spouse, not our best friend, and not to some internet guru.
Or a pastor or any clergy. That's important.
Anybody.
It's
your life. You have to take responsibility for it.
Right. That's right. So now that we heard about your business and we have this very juicy conversation about your business and all these great nuggets that you're giving us, we want to know about you. Me and my audience want to know about you. So our question is to you. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. If you had a billboard and you had an opportunity to put any words you wanted on there, what would it be?
One word?
As many as you want.
I would put on a woman on her way to becoming a person.
I think I've stunted on that one. That's really good.
And I'll tell you a little story about that.
Okay.
Me being 16.
Mm-hmm.
I went in Germany. I was very sad and depressed at that time. And I went in the library. It was then all no internet and nothing. And I looked through the books looking for something to read. And a book fell in my lap, Serendipity. And it was an English language book of all kinds. Probably the only one in the library at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was by the humanist psychologist Carl Rogers on becoming a person.
Ooh, that's great.
And I still see myself, that longing amazement that I felt when I read the title and said, yes, That's what I want to be. And of course, I took it out and read everything about that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's 44 years later now, I'm still working on it.
Yeah. It's coming alive in you. That's great. That's a great story. Tell us three unknown facts about you.
Number one, I'm very much down to earth, and if needed, I clean toilets. And it is needed sometimes.
Yes.
Because I quote my husband, I love him. He has not much education, but he's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his favorite sayings is, we all eat the same, we all shit the same. It's true.
It
Number
is.
Two, we used to have backyard chickens.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And most people don't realize it. And number three, when I stand naked in front of the mirror, I look just like any other old woman.
Excellent. Excellent, doctor. Excellent, excellent, excellent. That is so good.
Gotta have fun.
Gotta have fun. So much fun. This has been amazing. And Dr. Chris, I thank you for coming. Thank you for being part of this show. I am sure that they are going to love my audience, your people, my people. They're going to love this part of the show. This brings us to the end of this episode. And I want to thank you again, Dr. Chris, for joining me today on Keeping It Real on Purpose with this topic. And I got it in my brain. I'm saying the doctor is in.
Thanks for the opportunity, Edna. Let the doctor get out of here.
And we hope that, audience, we hope that this episode, it was beneficial to you and brought you value. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening today. And listen, you know, get in contact with Dr. Christine. You know, go on her websites. It will be listed on the podcast media so that you can keep going back, keep listening, keep laughing, keep having fun, remembering that when she looks in the mirror, she looks like every other old woman. Dr. Christine, I want to say thank you once again. And audience, thank you for listening. Bye for now.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.